We're in Toronto at the Lucky Moose Market, a fruit and vegetable store in the heart of Toronto's Chinatown. David Chen, the owner of this store, has worked without stop for 10 years to make a success of his business. One sad day in 2009, Chen saw the man who stole flowers from his shop an hour earlier. Chen approaches the subject, who flees. The store surveillance camera captures the scene.
The time I see the people they steal by me, I just, no more.
Chen caught the suspect with two of his employees. They bound him and kept him inside a van until police arrived. Chen, who thought he'd done well, was shocked when the police took him.
They locked me on the car there, so to a police station there. I told police there, he stole my flower.
David Chen was released but had to appear in court to face charges of assault and kidnapping. He stopped the suspect 1 hour after the theft. The law allows a merchant to stop a thief only if caught in the act.
People wonder about our justice system.
Peter Lindsay defended David Chen in court.
And to have career criminals just steal from him every single day and to not be able to do anything about it is, I think, strikes most Canadians as extremely unfair.
Chen was hailed as a hero in the community. 17 months later, he was acquitted.
I feel very, very happy.
4 months later, Stephen Harper proposed amendments to the criminal code to redefine the laws regarding self-defense and citizens' arrest.
Our bill will clarify the right of Canadians to act in self-defense.
Stephen Harper was keen to visit the Lucky Moose Market.
Well, we're sorry you had to go through all of this, but I think good is coming.
David Chen, a hero in his neighborhood, received a Queen Elizabeth Jubilee Medal from Stephen Harper. This is not an isolated case. Across the country, the Harper government has consistently seized opportunities, such as controversial court rulings and shocking events, to respond to public outrage and change laws. Prime Minister Stephen Harper.
We will not rest until Canada's streets and communities are as safe from crime as they possibly can be, and until the Canadian justice system puts the rights of victims where they belong. And they belong ahead of the rights of criminals.
I call that the Dirty Harry card. He is sort of saying, look, I'm going to be tough on crime. I'm going to put, you know, criminals in jail. I'm going to keep your streets safe. And this is a very powerful argument.
For commentator Jerry Nichols, who's known Mr. Harper since his early days in politics, this approach to law and order is not a drawback to the Prime Minister.
Fear can be a very powerful motivating force in Canada. And Stephen Harper's kind of staked out that territory. He's the law and order guy. So if people are afraid of crime, if they want, you know, to get this, you know, the punks off the street, Stephen Harper's the guy they turn to. He has sort of turned that into something that, you know, is a vote-getting machine for him.
Qu'est-ce qui motive les changements aussi profonds?
What motivates such changes in our criminal law? This is very worrying.
C'est très inquiétant.
Joëlle Roy is president of the Quebec Association of Defense Lawyers. For her, the new laws and tougher measures introduced by Stephen Harper don't reflect the decrease in crime in Canada.
Il y a une propagande qui est derrière ça.
There's an element of propaganda behind it. The word is strong, but I can see it. We use children and safety. We let people believe that crime is on the rise, that violence has increased, and criminals finally have more rights. And it is not just the government that conveys these ideas, but it's also reported this way in the media.
Tougher laws against young offenders, use of mandatory minimum sentences, and tougher penalties all lead to an increase in the prison population.
Les budgets, évidemment, ne sont pas au rendez-vous.
Budgets are obviously not increasing. So we try to make the most of the space inside. There is an enormous tension between the walls. There are riots. There's all sort of things that make it possible that it will cost more at the social level and also at the budgetary level.
Et au niveau budgétaire également.
Jean-Claude Hébert is a lawyer and professor of legal studies. He finds Mr. Harper faithful only to his ideology.
Cet homme-là,
This man has deeply conservative plans. When he says and proposes policies in terms of justice, they are truly in harmony with what he has always lived and believed. It is his ideology, and even if told today, but the results of your ideology are not good, he would say, it's a good ideology. we will continue.
Eux disent, mais c'est la bonne idéologie, on continue.
Le premier ministre Harper, il fait une place aux victimes.
Prime Minister Harper made a place for victims, acknowledging their suffering, and maybe now there's a way of making more room for them.
Plus de place à celles-ci.
Isabelle Gaston campaigned for Mr. Harper's stricter laws on people declared not criminally responsible. Her ex-husband, Guy Turcotte, was found not criminally responsible after killing their two children.
On doit pas,
We must not err, hold accountable anyone who is not. But this does not mean a person has immunity. I think the public expects that there are steps worse than if there's been a crime. We do everything for that person so they don't do it again. So it has a cost, I think. So if it is that money makes the world go round, what is this system?
Political analyst Daniel Lessard.
Là où ça devient inquiétant, c'est que...
Where it gets worrying is, even though studies show that crime is down, for the conservatives it doesn't matter. For them, it's people in offices. They don't know what they're talking about. They've never been on the ground. And maybe we should send them walking. Despite all of Stephen Harper's great laws, despite the strengthening of criminal justice, have street gangs disappeared in Montreal? Does the mafia still exist or not? Petty crime? And that probably bothers most grassroots conservatives. It may be easier to rule and easier to organize, but major crime?
Political analyst Tasha Carradine.
C'est pas vraiment clair que on a besoin de tout.
It is not really clear that we need all the measures that the conservatives want. But the perception of the base is that something should be done. While Mr. Harper has proposed a lot of bills with emphasis on law and order and policing, and for him, he is courting the ethnic communities, particularly in Toronto. We see this in Vancouver as well. This is an electoral base he knows he must take. He must win for the future, because over the long term, the growth is with immigrants in Canada.
La croissance, c'est les immigrants au Canada.
David Chen feels safer now, and not just because of Mr. Harper's tougher stand on crime, but after being the victim of theft on several occasions, Chen has installed dozens of cameras around his business, similar to a penitentiary.